7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right, let me explain away this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Ventures from their album Surfing. A lot of people say, oh, Ventures were a surf band. Actually, they were not. They were an instrumental band, pure and simple. They did put out a couple of surf albums. They had a bunch of surf-oriented songs, but they were an instrumental band. The album Surfing was released in 1963 on a Dalton label. I actually have a couple of copies. I don't know how I got them. I have one forever. Anyway, before that, you heard the new pride of his adopted home, Rochester, New York. Gary Lewis and the Playboys and Sarah Jane. A single that was the B-side to Seal with a Kiss. Came out in 1968 on Liberty. And before that, the Animals from the Animalization LP came out in 1966 on MGM and Cheating. And we kicked off the last set of the first hour with Love Society, a single that came out in 1968 on Scepter. The track was called Without You. 781-350-3264 is the number to call. People have been dialing the old number, the 617-627-3800. Number, and it's still active, but it goes into a landline across the room, and I don't always catch it. I'm in the relative privacy of the cockpit here at MFO, so if you call the 781 number, I may even pick it up. Coming up in about 56 minutes will be the Lounge with Danny and any number of angels. Anyway, other shows that you really should be listening to on the MFO schedule, check out Rising with Skybar. He goes to a lot of shows, gives his thoughts on and plays a lot of touring bands, local bands. That's every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Rising with Skybar. And don't forget, the bingo show that alternates with Easy Ed Variety Hour, 68 right here at MFO on Fridays, followed by Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme. The guy who trained me in all this new equipment, Edward Buchert, so check it out. Not that I learned anything, if my show's any indicator. Coming up in this hour, this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are Desperate Hours.
Apart. and having all your fun. You flirt with all the young boys, but still make eyes at me. Hey little girl, why can't you be in love with me? You little flirt with your wicked words and ways. Telling you don't you think, but you don't mean what you say. I guess I am a fool to let you leave me on like this. I wish you'd say goodbye to me and get over with, you little devil. You're really tearing me apart.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Hello, this is Todd Russell with another lively story about two good friends of yours, Dinky the Little Black Duckling and Mighty Mouse. One day, Dinky's mother said,
"All out for swimming class. Dinky, you too."
"Oh, Mother, I don't want to learn to swim. I'd rather make up a poem. Quack, 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 quack. Some children like to sing or sit on Daddy's knee, but all I like to do is write some poetry."
"Some children like to swim and others like to ski,
but all I wish to do is write some poetry."
Along came Mighty Mouse, the mouse with the jet-propelled muscles and a friend to all. He tried to explain matters to the foolish young duck.
"Poetry is fine, Dinky, and its place, but you must be able to swim too. It's good exercise, and besides, it might someday save your life."
"Well, I'll try, Mighty Mouse. Here goes."
But after splashing around for a few minutes, Dinky just gave up and went back to making up poetry.
"I guess he just doesn't want to,"
Mighty Mouse said to Dinky's mother.
"Before you can learn something, you have to really want to. You'll learn to spell when you want to write a letter. You'll learn to knit when you want a pretty sweater. You'll learn to light the candle when the light is growing dim. And rather than sink, you'll learn to swim."
But Dinky didn't want to, and so the whole summer passed, and he never learned to swim. Now it was autumn. The leaves were falling from the trees. And one day, Dinky's mother saw frost on the ground. She called her family together.
"Is everybody here? Let me see. Dinky, where are you?"
"Quack, quack. Oh, Mother, what is it? I was writing such a lovely poem. Come smell the rose. Nobody knows how the smell goes from the rose to your nose. Do you like that, Mother?"
"It's lovely, Dinky, but right now I'm going to teach you how to fly." "Yes, winter is coming and we must all fly south where it's warm. Now you flap your wings like this and you flap again like that."
But again, Dinky refused to learn. He just wandered off making up poetry. The other ducklings all learned to fly, and as soon as winter came, they followed their mother across the sky toward the warm Southland. But Dinky remained behind. He couldn't fly. And now it was beginning to snow.
"Upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run."
"Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really ring the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well."
Think he shivered and quivered and tried to curl himself into a ball, a small ball. But the wind howled and the snow fell, and poor Dinky thought he was going to freeze to death. He flapped one wing and he flapped another wing, but he never left the ground. Poor Dinky. He had never learned to fly. To keep his spirits up, Dinky sang. He sang with his teeth chattering.
"Oh me, oh my, if only I could fly. I'd leave this storm, I'd soon be warm, if only I could fly."
Because he never learned to fly, Dinky started to walk toward the Southland.
"I don't know how far I'll get, but I'll keep walking till I drop."
He walked through Pennsylvania, he walked through Delavania, He walked all month. He walked till his feet were almost gone. But he was still far, far from the warm Southland. Dinky again curled himself up into a ball, a very small ball, and tried to sleep, but it was too cold.
If only the sun would come out, but there's a shadow covering the sun. I'm simply freezing.
Dinky didn't know it, but the shadow covering the sun was the shadow of Mighty Mouse. Flying through the land, a mouse with the jet-propelled muscles was looking for people in trouble, people to help.
It's Dinky. What happened to you? Why are you alone? Where's your family?
And Dinky explained everything.
Well, there's nothing to worry about anymore. I will teach you to fly.
And it was different this time, much different. Dinky wanted to learn to fly.
First one wing, then the other wing, and then balance your weight, and slowly, slowly take off. You're off the ground now. Straighten out. That's it. You're soaring, zooming, flying.
What a wonderful feeling to fly right into Mother's arms.
Dinky, it's you. Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you, Mighty Mouse. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mrs. Duck. But the main thing was he wanted to learn.
Which was absolutely right, because you learn to plant because you want a huckleberry. You learn to dance because the party's getting merry. You learn to tend the oven when the oven's baking pie. And rather than fall, you learn to fly. And that's the story of how Mighty Mouse...
Bye.
7:25 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway. Just heard Tony McCann. She was from Down Under. Track called No, originally released on the Sunshine label in Australia in 1965. I got off the compilation Hot Generation. Came out in 2002 on Ace. For that, you heard the second side of the conclusion of Mighty Mouse Saves Dinky. Came out around 1952 on RCA Victor. And Choo Choo Charlie plugged The Good and Plenty, which I never liked. Now before that, Mighty Mouse Saves Dinky, Part 1. Let me remind you that if you want to become a star, it'd be the darling of handfuls and handfuls of Desperate Hours listeners, just like the wild yet dainty Darlene Lacey. All you got to do is make a bumper, mention WMFO, Desperate Hours, and Alex, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. And while you're at it, if you're on social media, admit it, you are. Go over the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. I won't bother you too much. Anyway, let's get back. There's two, get back to back announcing this set. Two, count them, two songs that everybody knows. Paul Revere and the Raiders, whose vocalist Mark Lindsay will be at the Lynn Auditorium this Saturday night, along with the Turtles, the Cowsills, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night, and Spencer Davis Group. And that'll be, they did Just Like Me. Came out in Columbia in 1965. And then this week's song that everybody knows, that's going out to Julie. She's not really doing too much walking, but Edwin Starr of the War, What Is It Good For? Edwin Starr's did 25 Miles. Came out in 1969 on the Gordy label. Then we kicked off the set with the Thunderbirds, some obscure band. A track that was released on the Libra label in 1967. Maybe it was October of 1967. Who knows? And they did a track called Hey Little Girl. I got off the compilation, Quagmire Volume 1. Okay. I don't have the new Monkees album. I know it's hip to have it, but I don't have it. I'm going to play some old Monkees. And real Monkees fans will know what I'm playing. They'll even know what the B-side it is. These are Desperate Hours.
Reason for song. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Slaughter, he tore up the mob good. Now they want him bad. They're gonna get Slaughter or get slaughtered. In Slaughter's Big Ripoff.
Just a hit man, don't get you them Slaughter with.
Music composed and performed by James Brown, the godfather of soul.
You better know it.
Slaughter's Big Ripoff. From American International, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Slaughter's Big Ripoff. It's hot.
You better know it. It's okay.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Past the three-quarter pole, and they're heading down the home stretch. Let me explain away this next to last set of the evening. You just heard the Searchers and the B-side to Popcorn Double Feature and Lovers. For that, the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band to Do Your Thing. Released in 1968 on Warner Brothers. Before the Slaughter's Big Ripoff spot, you had BC and the Cavemen did As Long As I'm Around, originally released on the Stone Age label in 1966. I got off the compilation Hodad Hoot Nanny 2, released in 2015 on Crypt. And we kicked off the set with the Monkees with the B-side to Valerie. And Tapioca Tundra, released on the Cold Gems label, 1968. Let's get right back into it. Coming up in about 17 minutes is going to be The Lounge with Danny and any number of angels. Let's bring this old girl home. These are Desperate Hours.
Melissa Jean, you're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Lying and hurting me. Only the guilty. Scott Greinke from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
7:57 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-words from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for 2 hours each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Yeah, let me explain away this last set of the evening. Just heard Big Al Sears. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff that really didn't fit together, but hey, I don't get paid for this. Big Al Sears did Circuit Breaker, a single released in 1961 on the Gator label. Before that, Davy Allen and the Arrows, a single from the Wild Angels soundtrack, 1966 on Tower Blues theme. Before that, Clydie King and The Sweet Things, Only the Guilty Cry, originally released on the Phillips label in 1963. I got off the compilation. Girls on 45, Volume 2, came out in 2013 on the Teensville label. Before that, the Nightwalkers kicked off the set with a track called High Class. I got off the compilation. I'm Down Today, one of the Teenage Shutdown comps, originally released on the Russell label in 1966. Anyway, I'm going to leave you off with some traveling music. Coming up is The Lounge. As always, my name is Alex. The pleasure is mine. Richard, I'll get to your request next week. Anyway, yeah, my name is Alex. The pleasure is mine. Take care.